Hello, Gillian Altham from the Australian Space Agency. So I work in the Civil Space Monitoring Team within Space Capability Branch. So in the same branch that Catherine Grace from earlier is the head of.
Space debris is a big, big problem and getting worse. And you've got a diagram here of a million dots over it.
Yeah,
well, not quite a million, but what is it showing?
That is just a general image from NASA that when you Google space debris, it's one of the first images that came up. I had a different image there that didn't look good, so I changed it. And I figured this was the easiest one to fit in this space. That's the reasoning behind it. But yeah, I figured because it is relevant in some regard of it showing that space debris is there, that it's a problem, it's hopefully relevant in some regard.
And the Space Agency has a call out for a coordination committee. What's that going to be doing?
So we became associate members in September, I believe. So part of the IADC is doing research and research towards our four working groups to hopefully work towards a more sustainable space environment. So because the agency ourselves don't do any sort of research, we want to form a community with people in Australia who are doing the research to hopefully be involved and facilitate their involvement with IADC and with various IADC partners.
And what is the IASDC?
It's the Interagency Space Debris Coordination Committee. So they're an international forum of space agencies that are collaborating together on research, and they also have got the IADC Space Debris Mitigation Guidelines, which is a very prominent and well-regarded international set of guidelines for space activities to be more sustainable and environmentally friendly. So they are just working together to try and tackle various issues that might be there because of space debris.
Is anyone here in Australia tracking space debris?
In terms of a space debris catalogue, I'm not too sure exactly. We do have capabilities to track space debris. So EOS is the example I have here for measuring and detecting space debris. And that's actually, the measurement side of it is one of Australia's biggest advantages, in that we do have, you know, we've heard it all day today. We've got the ground stations, we've got infrastructure, we've got the land available, and we're in the Southern Hemisphere, which most people involved in IADC aren't in the Southern Hemisphere. So we are very well placed to be and to contribute quite a lot in that measurement field of detecting space debris.
And companies like HEO Optics, with their cameras, does that help find out what space debris is like?
Yeah, they're an example that could definitely help. I think one part as well, I think currently most of their cameras are... So one thing that I am pretty sure that HEO do is that they use their cameras to look at space debris impacts to spacecraft, because they're interested in understanding what is impacting the object up there. So by using their cameras to understand what that space debris impact looks like, that contributes to understanding generalized impacts of space debris, which fits into protection. So understanding the impacts of space debris on space objects up there.
And Gillian, what's your role in the agency?
So I'm in the Civil Space Monitoring Team. So that's the team that kind of works on space situational awareness and monitoring space. So we have put together we've just moved out of a Pathfinder phase of putting together a system to try and understand how can Australia have some sort of space situational awareness capability as a government.
Oh, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you.